Imagine a very patient laboratory. It fires one photon at a time toward two narrow slits, then waits. Each photon lands as a single dot, a tiny localized click. Classical intuition says, one pellet, one slit, one dot. After thousands of shots, you expect two bright stripes behind the two slits. Instead, you get a zebra pattern, alternating bright and dark bands. That is an interference pattern. It means the probability of each photon's arrival was shaped by both slits simultaneously, even though only one photon was traveling at a time. A classical pellet cannot interfere with itself. A quantum amplitude can. This single experiment already tells us that quantum physics is not about tiny billiard balls. It is about something more precise and stranger than that. The strangeness did not arrive all at once. In 1900, Max Planck was trying to explain a stubborn laboratory puzzle: why hot objects glow the way they do. Classical physics predicted that a hot oven should radiate infinite energy at short wavelengths, an obvious absurdity. Planck resolved it by proposing that energy is emitted or absorbed only in discrete portions, which he called quanta. The energy of each quantum equals a constant, now called Planck's constant, h, multiplied by the radiation's frequency, e equals h times f. 5 years later, Albert Einstein used the same idea to explain the photoelectric effect. Shine light on a metal surface, and electrons are ejected, but only if the light's frequency exceeds a threshold, regardless of brightness. Einstein showed this makes sense only if light itself arrives as discrete energy packets. Those packets are what we now call photons, each carrying energy proportional to frequency. Perhaps you are thinking, fine, light is strange, but surely matter is solid and particle-like. The Davison-Germer experiment answered that. Electrons fired at a crystal lattice produced a diffraction pattern, the same kind of pattern you get when waves reflect from a regular structure. Louis de Broglie had already proposed that matter particles carry a wavelength determined by their momentum. The experiment confirmed it. Electrons are not simply tiny marbles. Their behavior is governed by wave-like amplitudes. And here is the important precision. A wave function amplitude is not a claim that the electron is literally smeared across space like water. It is a mathematical object whose squared magnitude gives the probability of finding the particle at a particular location when you look. The wave is in the probability, not in the substance. Superposition means a quantum system can be described as a combination of multiple possible states before measurement. Think of it this way. Before you measure which path a photon took, the question has no definite answer. Not because you lack information, but because the system state genuinely encodes multiple possibilities. Measurement produces one definite outcome, with probabilities set by the wave function. Now add Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. It places a hard limit on how precisely you can simultaneously specify certain pairs of quantities, position and momentum, for example. This is not an instrument problem. It follows directly from the mathematical structure of quantum states. The more sharply you pin down a particle's position, the more spread out its momentum must be, and vice versa. Schrödinger's equation describes how the wave function evolves smoothly between measurements. Measurement is where the smooth evolution meets a definite recorded result. Entanglement is the feature that troubled physicists most. When two particles share a quantum state, measuring one instantly constrains what you will find when you measure the other, even across large distances. A natural objection. Perhaps the particles simply carry hidden instructions from the start, like a pair of gloves separated into two boxes. John Bell showed in 1964 that this idea, local hidden variables, makes a testable prediction. Quantum mechanics predicts stronger correlations than any local hidden variable theory allows, and those predictions can be checked with inequalities. Alain Aspect and collaborators tested this in the early 1980s and found results matching quantum predictions. In 2015, Hansen and colleagues performed a loophole-free Bell test using entangled electron spins in diamonds separated by about 1.3 kilometers. The inequality was violated. Crucially, entanglement does not allow faster-than-light messaging. The correlations are real, but you cannot use them to send a usable signal. This is not only philosophy. Lasers depend on quantized atomic energy levels and stimulated emission. Atomic clocks, including those inside GPS satellites, rely on precisely controlled quantum transitions. Transistors, the building blocks of every computer chip, function because quantum mechanics governs electron behavior in semiconductors. Quantum computers go further. They use qubits that can be placed in superpositions and entangled. Though decoherence, the loss of quantum coherence through environmental interaction, remains a serious engineering challenge. Each of these technologies works because engineers accepted what the evidence demanded, even when it violated common sense. The final rule is simple. When quantum physics sounds strange, ask three questions. What was observed? What model predicts it? And where does that model stop? Planck observed a radiation curve and proposed quantization, a model with a clear domain. Einstein observed the photoelectric threshold and extended the model to photons. Bell and the experimenters after him observed inequality violations and ruled out local hidden variables. At each step, the observation came first, the model followed, and the limits were named. When someone tells you quantum physics proves consciousness shapes reality, or that entanglement enables telepathy, apply the same three questions. What was observed? What model predicts it? Where does that model stop? The answers will tell you quickly whether you are looking at physics or at a story dressed in physics language. Quantum mechanics is already strange enough. It does not need embellishment to be remarkable. This is not only philosophy. Lasers depend on quantized atomic energy levels and stimulated emission. Atomic clocks, including those inside GPS satellites, rely on precisely controlled quantum transitions. Transistors, the building blocks of every computer chip, function because quantum mechanics governs electron behavior in semiconductors. Quantum computers go further. They use qubits that can be placed in superpositions and entangled. Though decoherence, the loss of quantum coherence through environmental interaction, remains a serious engineering challenge. Each of these technologies works because engineers accepted what the evidence demanded, even when it violated common sense. The final rule is simple. When quantum physics sounds strange, ask three questions. What was observed? What model predicts it? And where does that model stop? Planck observed a radiation curve and proposed quantization, a model with a clear domain. Einstein observed the photoelectric threshold and extended the model to photons. Bell and the experimenters after him observed inequality violations and ruled out local hidden variables. At each step, the observation came first, the model followed, and the limits were named. When someone tells you quantum physics proves consciousness shapes reality, or that entanglement enables telepathy, apply the same three questions. What was observed? What model predicts it? Where does that model stop? The answers will tell you quickly whether you are looking at physics or at a story dressed in physics language. Quantum mechanics is already strange enough. It does not need embellishment to be remarkable. Let me add one more observation that sharpens the picture. In the Stern-Gerlach experiment, silver atoms were sent through an uneven magnetic field. Classical physics predicted the atoms would deflect by a continuous spread of angles, like a fan. Instead, they landed in two discrete spots, only two. This is spin quantization. The atom's magnetic orientation does not vary continuously. It snaps to allowed values. That result is not a quirk of silver. It reflects a general feature of quantum measurement. Outcomes are discrete, not continuous, and the set of possible outcomes is fixed by the quantum state and the measurement you choose to perform. So what holds all of this together mathematically? The quantum state is represented by a wave function, a mathematical object that encodes the probabilities of every possible measurement outcome. The squared magnitude of the amplitude at any location gives the probability of finding the particle there. This is the Born rule, and it is the bridge between the mathematics and the laboratory. Superposition means the wave function can encode multiple possibilities simultaneously. Before measurement, the system is not secretly in one state while you remain ignorant. The state genuinely contains multiple branches. Measurement selects one, with probabilities the wave function specifies. Schrödinger's equation governs how the wave function evolves smoothly between measurements. Measurement is where smooth evolution meets a definite recorded result. Entanglement is the feature that unsettled physicists most deeply. When two particles share a quantum state, measuring one instantly constrains what you will find when you measure the other, even across large distances. A natural objection arises. Perhaps the particles simply carry hidden instructions from the start, like a pair of gloves separated into two boxes. John Bell showed in 1964 that this idea, local hidden variables, makes a testable prediction. Quantum mechanics predicts stronger correlations than any local hidden variable theory allows. Alain Aspect and collaborators tested this in the early 1980s and found results matching quantum predictions. In 2015, Henson and colleagues performed a loophole-free Bell test using entangled electron spins in diamonds separated by about 1.3 kilometers. The inequality was violated. The 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics recognized Aspect, Clauser, and Zeilinger for this line of work. Crucially, entanglement does not allow faster-than-light messaging. The correlations are real, but you cannot use them to send a usable signal. This is not only philosophy. Lasers depend on quantized atomic energy levels and stimulated emission. Atomic clocks, including those inside GPS satellites, rely on precisely controlled quantum transitions. Transistors, the building blocks of every computer chip, function because quantum mechanics governs electron behavior in semiconductors. Quantum computers go further. They use qubits that can be placed in superpositions and entangled. Though decoherence, the loss of quantum coherence through environmental interaction, remains a serious engineering challenge. Each of these technologies works because engineers accepted what the evidence demanded, even when it violated common sense. The final rule is simple. When quantum physics sounds strange, ask three questions. What was observed? What model predicts it? And where does that model stop? Planck observed a radiation curve and proposed quantization, a model with a clear domain. Einstein observed the photoelectric threshold and extended the model to photons. Bell and the experimenters after him observed inequality violations and ruled out local hidden variables. At each step, the observation came first, the model followed, and the limits were named. When someone tells you quantum physics proves consciousness shapes reality, or that entanglement enables telepathy, apply the same three questions. The answers will tell you quickly whether you are looking at physics or at a story dressed in physics language. Quantum mechanics is already strange enough. It does not need embellishment to be remarkable. There is one more thread worth pulling. Quantum tunneling allows a particle to cross an energy barrier that classical mechanics says is simply impassable. Think of a ball rolling toward a hill it lacks the energy to climb. Classically, it stops. Quantum mechanically, the wave function extends through the barrier, and there is a real probability the particle emerges on the other side. This is not a metaphor. Tunnel diodes and the nuclear reactions powering stars both depend on it. The strangeness is not decorative, it is load-bearing. Every verified quantum effect we have covered, quantization, wave interference, spin, uncertainty, entanglement, tunneling follows from the same mathematical framework. Observation first, model second, limits named clearly. That discipline is what separates quantum physics from speculation. Apply it whenever a claim invokes quantum language, and you will know immediately whether you are standing on evidence or on atmosphere.